Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, some interesting economic numbers favoring Rock Hill shared at a recent gathering of local leaders.
Rock Hill has still remained relatively affordable to some of the peer cities nearby.
That's Assistant Professor of Economics at Winthrop University, Dr. Alex Shookus. He was talking about job growth, migration, income levels, and other numbers at the most recent State of the City breakfast. Maybe the biggest bright spot he shared was that the total employment and real household income are growing significantly faster in Rock Hill than the state as a whole. He said with the average age of 35 years old, it's a younger workforce coming to the city.
Rock Hill is a little bit younger, a little bit more nimble than South Carolina as a whole. But at the same time, I agree with you that we've seen pretty strong employment growth in Rock Hill, and that is probably driving a lot of that in-migration from these younger, well-educated demographics.
Rock Hill has also amassed the creation of well over 10,000 jobs from 2014 to 2024. Dr. Alex with more.
Specifically, Rock Hill has had really strong employment growth over the last 10 years compared to South Carolina as a whole. In addition to that, median household income growth has continued to be very strong in Rock Hill. Just looking at data from the last 10 years, it's hard to make predictions about the future. But if these trends continue, I think we can expect to see continued strong employment growth in the Rock Hill region.
Median household average income is right over $70,000 in Rock Hill, which is just under the average for the state at 74.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.